The Medellin Mining District, or Medellins for short, is located in northeastern Washington along the Ponderay River. Although the district's existence was always based on the rich ores, quartz, lead, silver, found there in the late 19th century, its mid-20th century transformation into the largest producing ore mining district in the state was a long time coming. Early prospectors called the area Medellin for the abundance of metals there. In 1890, the state geologist reported that the Medellin Mining District contained an immense amount of metal, certainly destined to rank as a leading mineral producer. However, the transition from unproductive mineral deposits to industrial hard rock mining required the right individuals to bring it along, Lewis P. Larson and Jens Jensen. The partners acquired the Ponderay, or Josephine, mine through their Medellin Lead and Zinc Company, which Larson later reorganized into the Ponderay Lead and Zinc Company, and eventually, Ponderay Mines and Metals Company. Larson served as president and principal owner of the company, while Jensen served as secretary-treasurer. When they assumed control of the operation in 1906, no rail lines serviced the area, and the mines transported their ore by pack mule and riverboat. When rail arrived in 1910, hard rock mining in the Medellin district became viable on an industrial scale. That year, the first rail car load of lead, zinc, and silver was barged across the Ponderay River from Medellin to Medellin Falls and loaded onto the rail line. Although production increased with the arrival of rail, it was not until 1928 that the true value of the Medellins was realized. Larson organized a group of investors to undertake an exploratory diamond drilling effort that successfully led to the discovery of substantial ore bodies. Development proceeded rapidly thereafter. Indeed, from 1942 to 1952, 20% of the nation's lead and 13% of its zinc came from the Medellins. By 1977, nearly 20 million tons of ore had been removed from district mines. Although most of the mines are closed today, the industry left its mark on the regional landscape through the growth of towns and accompanying infrastructure.